everyone. Sherry Jakes here, CNHP and ND. It's August 26th, and we are talking about the alphabetics of herbs. It's great to be back with you today to talk about a couple of herbs in our alphabetics that start with the letter J. Today I'll be covering juniper berries, JPX, and joint support. And those are Nature Sunshine products, by the way. So some of them are single herbs that we talk about, and some are Nature Sunshine, so that you have a good grasp of what we have. Thanks for your email questions. I'll address them as we go further into the topics. For those of you out there listening for the first time, just know that you may email questions to dimensionsofhealth@gmail.com or sherryjakes@dimensionsofhealth.net. And all the recordings can be found at www.dimensionsofhealth.net within a few days of the sessions. We love educating you so you can help the rest of yourself and the rest of your family. Now, our one reminder to all this good information is that this is integrative health and is not to take the place of general medicine. We are here to educate only, never to diagnose or prescribe. We get our information mostly from Joan Vandergriff's Nature's Treasure Chest and from Stephen Horn's Comprehensive Guide to Nature's Sunshine Products. Believe me, we also have a great deal of experience. Juniper berries have been called the cleansing antiseptic blood sugar regulator. They act as a healing diuretic that helps stimulate the kidneys and adrenals to remove acidic toxins from the body. It is exceptionally cleansing, and the berry juice has been used as a wound disinfectant, for infectious bed sores, and to aid uterine recovery after childbirth. So it does help pull that uterus back into good shape. Juniper berries have been used to help the bladder, gums, the nerves, the pancreas, skin, stomach, and urinary system. For the stomach, juniper berries stimulate hydrochloric acid production and aid digestion, especially proteins, and it's been used for parasites because of that. We can't digest our food without good hydrochloric acid production, so that's how it helps here. If you use them as a diuretic, or if you use them to treat the inflammation associated with arthritis, or if you use juniper berries to attempt to bring on a menstrual period, you would take juniper as an infusion. Now, to make an infusion, you would use 1 teaspoon of the bruised berries per cup of boiling water. 1 teaspoon of bruised berries per cup of boiling water, and then you steep that for 20 minutes, I would. Drink up to 2 cups a day for no more than 6 weeks. Juniper berries are in formulas for both diabetes and hypoglycemia. Because juniper berries strengthen tissues, if they've been used to stop internal bleeding, including diabetic hemorrhage, which sometimes can result in a detached retina. And that can, if you don't get that fixed, it can lead to blindness. In the past, juniper berries were eaten as food by the North American natives, and they're also consumed by a lot of animals. They are generally recognized as safe. Have you heard that expression? The abbreviation is GRAS, generally recognized as safe. There is one warning, however. You might not want to use them during pregnancy because of that tendency to promote menstrual flow. They may overstimulate kidneys and adrenals if there is kidney disease, or if you use it in large doses. So the good thing to do is restrict it to 6 weeks, and also you could add marshmallow and corn silk, and that makes it much more soothing. One of the formulas that uses juniper berries is JPX, one of the terrific formulas we got from Dr. Christopher, a famous old-time herbalist. And this formula adds Dong Quai, Golden Seal, Uva Ursi, parsley, ginger, and marshmallow to the juniper berries, so it's very soothing. The major problem with pharmaceutical diuretics of today is, you know, they open the floodgates of the kidneys, and then they cause all of the good minerals, or many of them, to be flushed out of the body. And this can result in a shortfall of minerals, and it can cause deficiency. So it can even contribute to things like inflammation of the joints. When we give you this information, we hope it helps you make decisions about all the things you put in your body. The next J formula I'd like to talk about is joint support. And since we use juniper berries even to reduce arthritis, we might as well talk about joint support. I've had so many people address me recently about arthritis that I'd like to cover more information on it. Joint support was originally a Paavo Airola formula called ARTA in the early 1980s by Nature Sunshine. Now, Paavo Airola is another wonderful herbalist from the latter part of the 20th century. Seems funny to say that. In 1994, we changed the name to JNTA and then to joint support when we were actually allowed to mention more what the herbs are used for. So JNTA, joint support, is an analgesic, anti-arthritic, anti-inflammatory, anti-rheumatic, and nerving formula. So it's been used in conditions such as arthritis, as we've been speaking of, bursitis, calcium deposit reduction, cartilage damage. So those of you who think your knees are gone, it can probably help. Gout, neuritis, overacidity, rheumatoid arthritis, general stiffness, and uric acid retention. I know somebody I'm thinking of right now who needs this, one of my clients. So all of this information is taken from Stephen Horn's Complete Guide to Nature Sunshine Products. Juniper berries can also be found in the following Nature Sunshine products: Pro Pancreas, Target P14, those are both for the pancreas, Kidney Drainage Liquid, Kidney Activator, and both the 100 count and the concentrate, and also PX. Joint support was designed for arthritis, but also works as a general anti-inflammatory and pain reliever. Don't expect instant results. It takes effect gradually over a period of about 1 to 2 weeks. And it also works better if you add aloe vera juice and calcium or herbal CA. It contains bromelain, hydrangea, which I talked about last week, yucca, horsetail, celery seed, alfalfa, black cohosh, catnip, yarrow, capsicum, valerian, white willow bark, burdock, slippery elm, and sarsaparilla. As you can easily see, that one is loaded with minerals and analgesics. What a great formula. So if you try it for arthritis, please let me know how it works for you. This is the last week we're going to be speaking at noon on Thursdays. We have changed the format to one day a week on Tuesdays, and that's much easier to remember. So Morgan will do the 6:30 p.m. on the first and third Tuesday evenings, and Sherry will be teaching at noon on the second and fourth Tuesdays. 6:30 p.m., first and third Tuesdays, noon, second and fourth Tuesdays. If there's a fifth Tuesday in the month, it will be a no teaching day. So if you need the information to get this, to call back, the playback number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 492-724. But as I've said previously, we have these on our website, www.dimensionsofhealth.net. I hope you've enjoyed your session today, and we look forward to hearing from you again. Have a healthy day.